dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh.
It's 12:21. Merry Christmas Eve. Hope you're getting close to getting everything ready so you can enjoy the holiday with your family. And then, at some point when all the food is devoured and people start to tell the same stories for the second time since they began their visit, you might say, hey, let's get out of here. How about a movie? Let's go live to Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday. Anne, welcome back. Merry Christmas Eve, and thanks for being here again.
Thank you, Dimitri. Same to you.
There are some decidedly un-Christmassy releases this weekend, and we'll get to those, but what would you recommend for the family the rest of this week and this weekend?
Well, you know, as you said, the new releases I probably wouldn't so much recommend for families. Those of us who have not yet caught up with The Hobbit might want to give that a whirl. I was not a huge fan. It uses a new sort of high-definition, high-resolution video that I wasn't crazy about, and it has its share of kind of brutal violence. But people might also want to check out Lincoln if they haven't. I mean, that's probably the one that I'm recommending the most, especially to go see with young people, teenagers or young teens. There's a movie called Silver Linings Playbook that's really delightful. That might not be so appropriate for younger people, but if you're looking for sort of a more uplifting, sweethearted movie. And then if you haven't caught up with Argo yet, that's another one that's a really terrific 1970s political thriller directed by Ben Affleck.
I don't know if it's fair to ask you for your very favorite Christmas movie, because maybe you have two or three, but if we're going to stay at home, DVD or on demand or whatever, what do you like to watch in the living room?
Well, you know what? I have kind of it's a relatively obscure favorite, but some people might be familiar with it. It's called The Man Who Came to Dinner, and it's from 1942 with Monty Woolley and Bette Davis. And luckily, it's actually playing tonight or tomorrow morning on TCM, and they have a wonderful raft of holiday classics that they're playing all day today and into tomorrow. So you're going to be able to see The Bishop's Wife with beautiful Loretta Young, Meet Me in St. Louis, Babes in Toilet, you know, all those, The Shop Around the Corner, just those wonderful, wonderful films that everyone, if they haven't seen them yet, they need to catch up with these. But The Man Who Came to Dinner is on, I think, very early in the morning, so I dare say some people might want to DVR that.
Probably a good idea.
But it's a lot of fun.
Only Santa will be up at that hour to watch.
Indeed, exactly.
Well, let's get to some of this new stuff. And again, Quentin Tarantino, that name is really synonymous with violence. This new film, Django Unchained, even the movie poster that I brought up on my computer screen earlier is splattered with blood. What is this about, and did you care for it at all?
Well, this is in the Quentin Tarantino tradition. I think by now most of us know what he's all about. He wants to kind of keep alive this 1970s exploitation grindhouse genre of film that really deals in lurid visual style, lots and lots of stylized violence, lots and lots of sort of cartoon stylized blood and gore. This takes place in the American South just 2 years before the Civil War breaks out. And it deals with slavery, it deals with race, and it deals with our own sort of, our own problematic history with those things. It, in very much the same way that he sort of tackled World War II and Hitler and Inglourious Basterds, for my money, I think he's a little more successful in this outing because the violence, while done in that sort of stylized, super, almost fetishized way, it really kind of does in a backhanded way, get at the brutality and true terror and terrorism of slavery. The big problem with the film is that it really devolves into kind of a overkill, you know, to literally and figuratively by the last 30 minutes. I think that it could have used a lot more restraint. And, of course, coming on the heels of Newtown and just a whole year and last few years of gun violence, I think that audiences, it'll be interesting to see if we, just as people, accept or reject these theatrical portrayals of violence and question ourselves in terms of what we get out of them and why we continue to flock to them.
One more here, and I'm afraid we're down on time, but the picture is called The Impossible, and I'm sorry to say, equally on Christmassy, you have a family caught up in a natural disaster. Amazing that some of these are coming out on Christmas week.
It is. And I think maybe one reason is that this is also award season, and a lot of these movies are going to be up for Oscars, either in acting or technical categories. This is a movie about the tsunami that hit Southeast Asia some years ago. It's based on a true story of a family that lived through it. And even though it is absolutely excruciating to watch in parts, I will say that the ultimate message of a family sticking together and also serving others. I mean, there's a wonderful message of service and self-sacrifice throughout it. So that, in a backhanded way, it does have kind of a Christmas message that's appropriate to this season. And it's very impressively staged. I mean, the natural disaster that it depicts is really chilling. Naomi Watts has the lead performance, some wonderful performances from the young actors who play her son. So, you know, it's not everybody's cup, but I think if you do find yourself attracted to it, you will not be disappointed, and it really does have something larger to say about the human condition and compassion.
Hope you have a great holiday, Anne. Thanks a lot.
Thanks to meet you, too.
That's Washington Post film critic Anne Hornaday.